spent a lot of time with Jesse Frazier, who's songwriter, producer. And, you know, he was somebody that during this time we had written a lot together, and another friend, Julian Bonetta. And I had never written with Thomas Rhett. You know, as close as we've been, play a lot of golf, hang out all the time, done shows together. I was like, how have we not written a song together? And so we come over and we're in Nashville and go over to Jesse's studio, and I just looking through my titles, and I was like, I've always wanted to write this, like things he handed down, you know, like things your grandfather. I said, I never really got to know my grandparents really well. Not my two grandfathers. They both passed when I was probably 5 or 6.
Wow.
But my dad, he's still alive, of course, but the stuff that I remember most about my dad is just his calm, his demeanor, and his wisdom. And, you know, I'm like, so much more than just material things. Well, TR just picks up a guitar and just starts picking. And it just comes out, like, every line. That little pocket knife in the back, and the guitar with the buckle scratches on it, the Bible that he underlined, and I was like, man.
My favorite is sometimes you get the roses. Yeah. Like, sometimes you get the roses, sometimes you get the thorns, but by a dozen every chance you get.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that line.
That was TR. He really was special. I felt like I kind of got us kicked off, and then it was off to the races, and we just had to hold on tight, but... It's a song that I remember the first time, you know, after we'd recorded it, I sent to my dad, and he's reached out and was like, that's really special.
That's really sweet.
Of course, you know, your parents are like, that's a hit. Put that on the radio right now.